floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Right side for Moorhead. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And a pleasant good evening to you. After taking a few days off for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the Morehead State Eagles are on the road to face Austin Peay in the brand-new F&M Bank Arena in downtown Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Dean Harden. Tonight's game gives MSU the chance to renew their old rivalry with Austin Peay. That school left the OVC after 59 years before last season to join the A-Sun Conference. The two teams had some epic battles over the years, and we should see a real good one here tonight in Clarksville. Stay tuned. We'll talk with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back. Morehead State on the road. Non-conference action against Austin Peay. I've never been able to say that before. We're joined by Preston Spradlin, MSU's basketball coach. I'm Chuck Moraz. Well, Preston, you had a week off after the last game against Midway. After a grueling schedule going into that contest, was it good to get a few days away?
It was, yeah. It was good to get a few days away. You know, we had two valuable off days in there, one of those being Thanksgiving. But we also had a couple of days that, you know, we got to work on us and, you know, seven games into the year and, you know, a lot of good information and good experience to figure out, hey, what's going well, what's not, what have we got to change up, what have we got to tweak, you know, all of those things. And it's, you know, like we told our guys, you know, there's very few, you know, pockets throughout the season that you get to really focus on you and not come in practice every day and talk about another opponent. And so we were able to do that for a couple of days and then, you know, get another good off day in there on Sunday and then to come in for the next 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and really, you know, lock in and get our game plan together for a pretty good Austin Peay team.
When you talk about maybe making some adjustments after seven games, what have you seen from your team and where do these adjustments perhaps need to come?
You know, I just think defensively, you know, we've just got to do a little bit better job of being able to apply our scout. That's going to be more important this season, you know, than other years, just in terms of personnel and being able to really key in on certain guys, because we're not doing, you know, quite as much switching as what we've done in the past. And so these matchups are really important. And so we've got to make sure that we're doing a good job of, you know, just making teams uncomfortable and trying to make them beat us with, you know, some other way than getting into a rhythm with their best players. And so I think we've been able to do a pretty good job of that, and then continue to just find our footing offensively. You know, we've had big swings where we've, you know, had a lot of turnovers. We've had others where we don't turn it over. We shoot the ball really well. And so just really kind of identifying, you know, continuing to get better of, you know, like we've talked about every pregame show, Chuck, of making, you know, the extra pass and the easy play, and just continuing to invest in that, because I think that's going to be really good for us moving forward and allowing us to really showcase the skill set and versatility that we have.
Austin Peay tonight, led now by a new head coach, a former player at Peay, Corey Gibson, who was a very good ball player in his time with the Governors, point guard, also led them to a couple of championships. A little bit different team than what we've seen in the past. I guess they have 12 newcomers, only one returning player, no returning starters, and they're off to a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, and, you know, they played a tough schedule as well. You know, they've been on the road a lot. They played some really good opponents. And, you know, but they're a dangerous team. You know, they've got some real firepower with some transfers who came with Corey from his last stop there at Northwestern State, some older players. And so, you know, we've got a, you know, going back to applying scout and applying personnel, they've got a very unique team. You know, they've got three players on the roster who've made a three this year. So you've got to make sure you're identifying those guys and, you know, knowing where they're at all times and playing them accordingly. But at the same time, when they're subbing guys in who don't shoot the ball, you got to make sure that, you know, you're doing a good job accordingly on them and not over helping and not, you know, closing out, putting yourself in unnecessary scrambles. And then the big key is going to be DeMarcus Sharp. You know, he's a phenomenal player, but he's a very unique player. You know, at 6'2", he's physical enough to guard anybody 1 through 4. He runs the point for them. He's really not a big time 3-point shooter. You know, he made about 1 a game last year. Northwestern State, he's 0-for-5 on the year this year. But what he is you know, Kaysen Burke, our assistant, called him a mid-range magician. You know, he's really, really special at getting into those elbows and getting into that 1 foot in the paint and making tough twos. And so, you know, for us, that's a big part of what our defense is. We want to force a lot of those, but he's the kind of player that can make enough of those to beat you if you couple it with easy baskets, like giving those guys, you know, Jones and White and Black, giving them catch and shoot threes and giving their bigs offensive rebounds. So we got to do a really good job of containing him, making him work, but not giving up easy baskets to the other guys.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Attention, veterans. We would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden, Moorhead State, and Austin Peay tonight down at Clarksville, Tennessee at the brand new F&M Bank Arena. First year that they've played there, they'd played at the Winfield Dunn Center for 50 years before moving over to their new building downtown in Clarksville. Let's introduce you to these two teams and their starting lineups. Austin Peay is under the direction of first-year head coach Corey Gibson. If that name sounds familiar, he was a player at Peay back in the mid-2000s. He was a great point guard and an outstanding defensive player. He also wound up as an assistant at Austin Peay, then spent 7 years as an assistant coach at Missouri State. Then last year, he had a season as the head coach at Northwestern State and compiled a 22-9 record, including a victory over number 15 TCU. Austin Peay this year is 3-4, coming off a loss here recently to Appalachian State. Here's the lineup for Coach Gibson. It will be four guards and one forward. The first guard, their best player, DeMarcus Sharp, last year's Southland Conference Player of the Year. He's a 6'3" graduate student from Charleston, Missouri, averaging 19 points, 8 rebounds, 5.4 assists, and 3 steals per game. He also has a team-best 5 blocks. The second guard is Dez White, 6'2" freshman from Jefferson City, Missouri, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds. The third guard, Jamonte Black, a transfer from Northwestern State. He is 6'4", 192 pounds. He's a graduate student from Columbia, Missouri, averaging almost 12 points, 4 rebounds a game. The fourth guard is Hansel Emanuel, also a Northwestern State transfer. They have 6 of those on their roster, a 6'6 sophomore from the Dominican Republic, averaging a point and over 2.5 rebounds. He's an amazing story. He has only one arm. He lost his arm as a child back at the age of 6 when a concrete wall fell on top of him. And believe it or not, he's playing Division I basketball, a very, very impressive young man to say the least. The lone forward for Austin Peay is Say Witt, a transfer from Lincoln, Missouri. 6'8", 230-pound graduate student from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 7.5 points, almost 5 rebounds a game. For Moorhead State, the record under 7th-year head coach Preston Spradlin is 4-3. The Eagles have won 2 straight. That includes last Wednesday's demolition of Midway at Johnson Arena, 94-53. The lineup, as it's been, 3 guards and 2 forwards. The first guard is Drew Thelwell, 6'3" senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging about 11.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 3.7 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Layton, who had 27 points against Midway, 6'4" graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging almost 10 points a game and 5 rebounds per contest. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5" graduate student from New Orleans, averaging just above 9 points and 4.5 rebounds. And the forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles Minix, a 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging a team-best 16 points, also leads the team in rebounding at 7.9 per game. And Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer, 7 feet even, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and over 7 rebounds a game. The officials for this ball game: John Dillon, Coy Gammon, and Kyle Bottoms. Moorhead State taking on Austin Peay. The series between the two teams began in 1963-64. MSU leads it 59-53. The Eagles have beaten the Govs in their last 3 meetings. That last meeting came on February 5th of 2022, MSU winning at home 77-52. More coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
And just before we get into tonight's broadcast of the game, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Basketball Tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Dean Harden, Moorhead State at Austin Peay. These two teams kind of going in different directions from a conference standpoint. Dean, Moorhead State remaining in the OVC. Austin Peay just about a year or so ago leaving to join the A-Sun. And last year they went 9-22 under former head coach Nate James, only 3-15 in their league. They're picked to finish 8th in the A-Sun this year. They've got 12 new faces on their roster. The only returnee is Jalen Ware, a 6'8 redshirt junior. So we're getting a brand new look at the Governors as well, but you and I have had a chance to watch them on film, and what are your impressions?
It looks like a team that's trying to learn to play together. Now, 6 of those players came with their new coach from Northwestern, which that used to be Northwest Louisiana, correct?
Yes.
And they rebranded. But it looks like they're trying to put the pieces together. They've got some athleticism about them. Very guard-oriented. I think matchup-wise, Morehead State probably matches up with them fairly decently. They've got a really nice player in DeMarcus Sharp. You'll be calling his name a whole lot. And Morehead State better figure out where number 0 is and stay with it.
They call him Agent 0.
I saw that.
Which I thought was kind of funny. But DeMarcus Sharp, last year, he was the Southland Conference Player of the Year at Northwestern State, averaged 19.5 points, 5 assists per ball game. He was also the newcomer of the year for that league, and he was also a member of the Southland Conference's all-defensive team. So this is a guy who does it at both ends. He's obviously the best player that Austin Peay will put on the floor, but if you can find a way to, I think, keep him under control to a degree, I'm not sure the rest of the guys on Corey Gibson's roster can beat you.
Well, and that's one thing that Morehead State does, I think, very, very well. Morehead State is really good at figuring out Preston Spradlin and his staff of taking something away. And we see that from time and time again when Morehead State is playing a team, especially a team that is really heavy on one or two players. They do a very good job of taking away that option as much as humanly possible. I'm not saying they're going to shut Sharp down and he's not going to score tonight, but he comes in averaging 19 points a game. If you can hold him down to a dozen, mission accomplished. Make somebody else carry the load. And I'm kind of like you. I'm not sure what option 2 is for this Governor's team.
And, of course, Morehead State coming in with a 2-game winning streak at 4-3 on the year. The Eagles, with a lot of new faces, Dean, also in the process of trying to figure out exactly who they are still. And that process is coming along, I think, nicely. 2 good performances. And if you can pull off a victory here going into Sunday's home game against Chattanooga, then you're starting to find some things and you're starting to move forward as you prepare for the Ohio Valley Conference schedule.
Couldn't agree more. You know, the last time we saw the Eagles, they had kind of a breather game with Midway here at Johnson Arena, and it went about as what you expected it would. Now, the first half, I don't think Morehead State particularly they played very well. And I am assuming that maintenance got called to go to the Morehead State locker room because I think there was some paint peeled because the second half, Morehead State came out with a little bit of fire in the bellies, and they played very, very well.
Yeah, only a 3-point lead at halftime, and you look at the final score, 94-53. They really put it to Midway, and I'll be honest with you, I think Midway is going to be very good in their league, a fine NAIA program, but Morehead State showed what a good basketball team they could be when they decided to fire on all cylinders.
Yeah, and that game is a bit of a trap game after coming off a nice win down in Freedom Hall against Bellarmine. You know, that was a very nice win for Morehead State, and I kind of expected a little bit of, maybe a little bit of the hangover effect from that, not as much as it turned out in the first half. But I expected some of that, and like I said, I know as soon as the horn rang to end the first half of play, Preston Spradlin was screaming at his players to run off the floor, and then he was right on their heels going down the ramp toward the locker room. So glad I wasn't in there.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't in there either. But the results speak for themselves. As we talked about, Morehead State will be playing Chattanooga this Sunday. It will be a 4 p.m. contest. The Morehead State women will also be playing that afternoon earlier, I think at 1 o'clock. Is that correct, Dean?
It's a 2 o'clock start.
2 o'clock start. And they've got a game tomorrow night as well.
We got the Thundering Herd in Johnson Arena tomorrow night. That's a 6 o'clock tip. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland will be on the call here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Who do they have Sunday?
East Tennessee.
Okay. So you get a chance to see women's men's doubleheader here at Johnson Arena. Some great college basketball action as we point toward now the Christmas holidays, then into the Ohio Valley schedule. Seems like when we jump into January, it's almost like downhill at 100 miles an hour. It kind of reminds me of Clark Griswold on that little metal disc after he puts the coating on the bottom of it. I mean, the season moves pretty quickly.
It does. And what happens once you get into conference play, typically, especially these mid-major type conferences like the Ohio Valley Conference, the A-Sun's very typical, very similar. You get into a rhythm. The Ohio Valley Conference, once you get into conference play, you're playing on Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. So you start to get into a rhythm, and it does seem like it all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's late February, and we're talking about going to the tournament in Evansville.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting to see Morehead State play Austin Peay. These two teams were matched very, very well from about the mid-2000s. Well, probably since I've been here, 1986-87, these two teams have had some great basketball games together. I can remember at least three overtime games.
Yep.
It's always seemingly an evenly matched contest, and I'm looking forward to tonight's affair in Clarksville. Morehead State will be dressed out in the royal blue traveling uniforms with the gold letters and numbers and gold and white trim. As for Austin Peay, they'll be in the home white uniforms, cardinal red letters, cardinal red numbers, and also some red and black trim on the uniforms. Morehead State will be moving left to right on your radio dial as we open things up. It's Emmanuel for Austin Peay, Miles for Morehead State, opening tap controlled by MSU. Went back to Minix, who got it over to Drew Thelwell. Comes across the timeline down the middle toward the left hash, and Minix down the sideline, coming back for Thomas. Usually a sagging man-to-man for Austin Peay. Thelwell out front, right side, wide open. Lathan for three. Got it.
That's a big three for J2. If Lathan can get going early, we've seen how streaky he can be, and he was really hot against Midway last week.
Yeah, he had six triples in that ball game. Out front, sharp controls on Thomas. Wide left, coming around White for a three ball. No. Floor rebound, baseline left, picked away by Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Across the line, left hash, Minix. Riley plays it down one time, skips it high right off to Thelwell. Thelwell turns left toward the top of the arc, down the right side, back to Minix. Minix holding, backing his man down to the right side of the lane, turns, goes up and under with a one-hander, left it off the bottom of the iron. I think he didn't realize how open he was to the goal.
Yeah, it looked like he was, he jumped off the wrong foot. He got a little bit wrong-footed, and it just wasn't able to elevate very much.
Austin Peay with the rebound coming into the offensive end, down 3-0 early. Sharp on Thelwell, comes in free throw line, fakes, backs up, fadeaway 17-footer, off the iron, off the glass, no. Thomas, another board for MSU, his second already. Across the line, Ryan Hash Lathan, down the near wing, wide open, Thelwell for three, spins off the rim, no. Minix, an offensive rebound, baseline right, throws it out high right to Thelwell, across to Lathan to the far side, and Thomas, left block extended, Miles. Miles on whip, trying to back him down, takes him to the block, lost the dribble, got it back. Seven to shoot, turns to his right, goes up and under with a scoop. It'll rattle out and rattle back in.
Pretty nice move by Deontay Miles, just taking that extra little step to get himself cleared. We've seen him be a lot more assertive with the basketball the last two or three games.
Five zip, MSU. Sharp controls against the Morehead man-to-man toward the right side to Black. Black back out to Sharp. Sharp on Thomas, back to the right side. And back to Sharp. Sharp driving on Thomas, right elbow, down low to Emmanuel, near corner. There's Black for three. It'll rattle and go down. Javonte Black, one of their three best three-point shooters, Puts Austin Peay on the board. 5-3 MSU in front. The Eagles in the offensive end. Wide left at Stelwell. Right to left up top. Lathan for the basketball. Toward the near corner. Minix. Riley on the drive to the paint. Skips it back out. Wide left to Thomas. Across to the near side. Lathan. Down the right wing. Minix. 15-footer off the glass and in.
Well, that's a nice touch by Riley Minix. Just right off the window.
7-3. And that's what he was trying to do. It wasn't an accident whatsoever.
No.
Riley, a very good shooter. 7-3, Moorhead in front, Austin Peay with the basketball. High right, it's White, back out to Sharp between the circles on Thomas. He'll drive the right arc on Minix now. Crossover dribble, trying to drive on Minix. Puts up the 15-footer on the move, missed it. Left block rebound, though. Emmanuel clears it out, comes back to the near side on dribble. Off to White, long three from the left side. Thomas another board in the paint for Moorhead State to Thelwell.
Morehead State very fortunate at that time. They got a little disorganized, and that led to an easy Austin Peay offensive board and second chance.
Thelwell works the double screen out front, goes back to the right wing, and Minix down the sideline to Lathan, back toward the corner, and Minix. He'll take it to the baseline as he takes it off the deck, and I think he may have taken a bump and a foul.
I believe that was Emmanuel that got him.
And for Ansel Emmanuel, the first foul. That's the first foul in this ball game. Moorhead State with a fresh 20 on the shot clock, inbounding baseline right. This will be Lathan to put it in. Wide right to Thomas. Back out near the line. Thelwell, high right. Thomas for three. Side of the rim, no. Right block rebound to White to Sharp. Austin Peay comes across the timeline, walking it down with a left-hand dribble. Sharp works up top against the Moorhead man-to-man. Up the sideline for it, White, and back out to Sharp, back to White, left corner. Open for a second, he whips it back out to Sharp, though, between the circles. Sharp pounding it down there with 11 to shoot. Got it to Black, coming free throw line, puts up a shot. Rejected by Lathan, picked off by Minix. Minix to the right sideline, coming left toward the top of the key, far side. Thelwell, angle drive, back to the corner, open, Minix for three, swish!
Just the extra pass, like Preston Spradlin says, extra pass, easy play, and you just showed it right there.
Riley Minix with five. Moorhead State up 10-3, 15-40 left to go in the first half at Austin Peay. Calling the play down central across the timeline. It's Sharp, works out front on Thomas. Whips it off to the left wing and White. White on Thelwell, spinning, looking, backs it out to Emmanuel. Left to right, coming behind in for the pass, Sharp. Sharp on Thomas, seven to shoot. Sharp driving on Thomas. Goes to the right corner to White. Back to the right hash, Sharp. One to shoot. He fires on the move with about 17 feet away, but he didn't get it off in time, and it's a shot clock violation, and that takes us to immediate timeout. 15-13 to go in the first half in Clarksville. It's Moorhead State 10, Austin Peay 3. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Moorhead State 4 of 7, Austin Peay 1 of 5. That's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State leads 10-3, 15-13 left to go in the first half in Clarksville.
one thing to watch, Chuck, after every timeout, Austin Peay usually comes out, they change their defense up. You can see right now that the first segment of the game, they were just basically half-court man-to-man. Now they're looking at a 2-2-1 half-court or full court. They will trap out of this, and Morehead State has to recognize.
Thelwell across to Latham. Austin Peay's made some lineup changes we'll get to in just a moment. Thelwell outside the left hash, comes to his right between the circles. To his left and then coming out, right to left up top. Latham down the near wing and out to Thomas. 12 to shoot, left of the lane. Ball knocked away from Miles. Minix collects it, though, near the top of the key. He'll move in, go left side, Thelwell. 5 to shoot. Drew lost the ball, out of bounds at the Austin Peay bench with 3 on the shot clock. Morehead State will lose possession. They'll give it to the Governors.
Well, I thought that went off a Governor's foot, but evidently it went off Drew Thelwell's foot.
Yeah, I waited for a moment just to see what the indication was going to be, but it will be Austin Peay basketball. Far side backcourt inbounding will be White. They've got Witt on the floor, White, Desi Jones now, Emmanuel, and Black. Austin Peay on the attack as White works it to the right side, comes inside the lane, missed the shot. Witt offensive rebound, put back try, blocked by Minix, pulled down by Eddie Ricks, who just came in for MSU. Eddie, the freshman from Clarksville, playing in his hometown. Latham has it, wide right. Has a screen from Miles, comes left off of it toward the near side. Ricks to try to get to the baseline into a double team, throws it out, stolen away. Morehead State's first turnover. And Sharp has it. Down he goes to Emmanuel with a tomahawk slam on the alley-oop.
And that's what happens with Austin Peay, who's pretty good in transition, about, especially off of a turnover. They're pretty good about transitioning going the other way.
10-5, Morehead State has the lead in the basketball. 13:53 to go, first half. Latham high left, Thelwell deep in the corner, Ricks along the side, Minix. He'll step out for a three, spins out, no. Miles saves in the rebound from the corner, back to Ricks. He'll fight to the goal. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Austin Peay. Eddie just took that ball down by his waist, and three Austin Peay defenders around him, and one of them got a hand in there and knocked the ball away. Austin Peay offensive end, high left, it's Sharp. Turning right, coming up top with a dribble on Minix. Sharp coming in toward the top of the key. Driving, spinning, free throw line. Dish down low to Emmanuel. Leaves near corner, Jones. Jones coming down the left baseline, and he stepped out of bounds with it. Yep. So Austin Peay with a turnover, and that's number 3 on the Governors. Morehead State up 10-5, gets the basketball to go left to right, 94 feet. And again, Austin Peay will use the zone press.
Austin Peay right now, they have all 3 of their sharpshooters or outside shooters, three-point shooters in Black, White, and Jones in the ball game. So Morehead State will have to recognize the shooters on the defensive end.
Thelwell backside to Latham against the pressure. They get it across the timeline to Ricks between the circles to Latham, right hash. Cross to the left of the logo, Thelwell. Thelwell coming to his right, jumping at him White. He'll come off a screen to his left. Now a pass to Minix through his hands and picked away by Austin Peay. White with it, left angle drive on Thelwell to the hole. Missed the layup, rebound knocked away, saved in by Thelwell. Latham leaps it, took it away from Jones, down the floor, Ricks. Ricks at the left wing, knocked down, ball goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to say it's going to be MSU basketball with 25 on the shot clock. Was there a foul?
They got a foul on DeMarcus Smart. And Smart leads the Austin Peay Governors in steals, coming in with 21 in the season. He's nationally ranked in that. And he is a ball hawk. And Austin Peay is a ball hawk defense. They force a lot of turnovers, and you'll see that all night long.
Second foul on Peay. First on Sharp. Baseline left with 25 to shoot. Morehead State inbounds. As we talked about, Zach Iemi has come into the MSU lineup.
Daniel Luce is in for Austin Peay. It was a familiar name in Clarksville.
His grandfather, a great coach there. His dad, a great broadcaster. Inbound over the head of Eddie Ricks toward the left hash. Thrown out of bounds by Latham. An unforced error right there.
Yeah, just trying to get the ball inbound. Just overthrew it. Threw it right onto the sideline.
Morehead State has had trouble with pressure at times this year, averaging about 15 turnovers a ball game. That's number 5 already tonight. 12:37 to go in the half.
And again, this is a very opportunistic defense that way.
Jones, left angle drive to the baseline, trying to get around to Iemi, goes to the far corner with a dribble. Standing, dribbling on Ricks, backs up, turns left, comes back to the lane. Fade and fire from 14, it'll go down. His first 2.
And that's DeMarcus Sharp. That's what he does. Lean in, then step back, and then kind of a fadeaway. He's pretty good at it. He's 6'3", so he doesn't get it blocked a whole lot.
Morehead State again breaks the pressure up 10-7. Austin Peay playing that sagging man-to-man. Ricks at the left arc. Couple of bounces to his right. Skips it out front to Thelwell. Tries to bounce it in. Kicked away out of bounds by Luce at the right sideline. So Morehead State will get the ball with 6 on the shot clock. We have another media timeout. 11:55 to go in the first half in Clarksville. Morehead State 10, Austin Peay 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State on top at Austin Peay, 10-7. The Eagles have not scored in the last 3 minutes and 58 seconds of this ball game. Morehead State, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 5 outside the arc, has not shot a free throw. Out rebounding Peay, 7-4. Austin Peay, 3 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 3 outside the arc. Turnovers, Morehead State with 6, Austin Peay with 3, and that's why Morehead State's lead, Dean, is only 3 points.
Right, and that whole segment from the first media timeout to this one, they didn't score a bucket and had 5 of those turnovers.
And they've now got 7 turnovers as Ricks threw it away on the inbound, trying to get the ball to Jerome Layton at the near sideline in the offensive end. Just looped it over his head into the cheap seats, actually the expensive,
expensive seats.
So, I mean... And some of these are just bad turnovers, Dean, just bad.
Yeah.
They're lazy turnovers.
Yeah, that's just not a good pass. It's just kind of looped in there, and there's no Christmas. The cut is not good, and that's what sets it up.
Sharp left-angle drive. No one picked him up. He scores the layup.
It's not going to count because the reason nobody picked it up was Daniel Liu set the monster moving screen, just really moved down. I think it was Deontay Miles down there low who was the help, and he moved him about 8 feet up the lane.
Third foul on Peay, first on loose. Morehead State facing the zone pressure. Morton across the timeline to the right of the emblem. Skips it left of the emblem off to Thelwell. As they like to do, Austin Peay in the sagging man-to-man. They'll trap out of that too as well. Thelwell 16 to shoot, high right to Ricks. Ricks turns left, comes down the lane. Fights his way to the hole, missed the short shot. Took some contact, but I think he was called for a travel before that.
Yep. I believe you're right.
That would be turnover number 8 on Morehead State. Ricks will come out. Morehead State just out of sync right now.
They're out of sync and out of sorts. Austin Peay has changed up the defense again. They're climbing to a little more of a, I'm not going to quite call it a run and jump man-to-man, but they are trapping a little bit out of it when they get the opportunity.
Austin Peay in the offensive end down by 3. Left hash coming back sharp. Got it from Jones. Trying to move in on Thomas. Steps to his right. He's open. He'll shoot the 15-footer and drain it.
Well, that's pretty smooth right there. That's hard to defend. And again, the 2-2-1 full court press.
Thomas across the line, driving left to the lane. Takes it to the block, puts up a shot, blocked away. He's knocked down, whistle foul. He'll get to the free throw line.
Jumonte Black was a little bit late in getting over on the help defense after Thomas just had a wide open lane down the left side.
Fourth foul on Austin Peay, first on Jumonte Black.
Oh, they're not calling that a shooting foul?
No, they're calling it on the floor. That's a surprise. Morehead State will have 23 on the shot clock. I disagree with that. What do you think?
I thought he was in the act.
Minix will inbound, baseline left, almost under the glass. Left corner, Thomas catches on Sharp, loops it out toward the left hash, catching over his head, Lathan. Lathan to the right side, Morton. Right block extended to Minix, almost lost it, got it back, trying to back down Black. East of the block, inside the paint, turns left, puts up a five-footer, blocked away, Austin Peay with the basketball.
Emmanuel came from a help the side on the backside to block that.
Here's Sharp in the lane, fadeaway jumper from the free throw line, no whistle, foul on the rebound. A couple of players hit the deck, and I think it's a foul on Morehead State.
Yeah, Deontay Miles pulled down Say Witt.
First foul on MSU, of course, the first on Miles.
You know, I'm dying to say it too, don't you?
Yes, I know. Go ahead.
I'll quit. I'm going to wait.
So nothing going right for the Eagles, who have not scored in the last 5.5 minutes. 7 turnovers, 2 in the last 5.5 minutes for Morehead State.
Hard to score when you're turning it over so much.
Jones inbounds, baseline left, 20 on the shot clock. Baseline left, right toward the corner, Sharp. Sharp on Lathan, dancing to his right, back to his left. He'll go to the baseline, fake the shot, can't find it. Coming up toward the near sideline, Jones, angle drive, the runner from 5, and he gives Austin Peay the 11-10 lead.
Well, Miles and Minix were both in his position there to come over and help, and neither one really got it and recognized what was happening quick enough.
Minix cross court to the right hash and Lathan. Morehead State down by 1 now. Plays offense. Lathan to his left, back out to the emblem. Coming high right, covered there. Picks up the dribble down the sideline, coming back for it, Thomas. Thomas at the far wing. Toward that side. Gives it off to Lathan. Fire a fadeaway three. Miss it. Rebound tap to the far corner. Tracked down by Austin Peay's Desi Jones. I almost feel like Morehead State could use a timeout.
Yeah, and there's a whistle, something away from the basketball. And didn't really see anything going on there, but no foul or anything called, I don't believe.
Fellwell in, Morton out for Morehead State. Near the left hash, Sharp will inbound with 23 to shoot for Austin Peay in the offensive end. Back out front to Jones, left to right behind him, Sharp on the drive on Thomas to the right side, almost lost it. Backs outside the arc, turns left, he's between the circles now, still working the dribble on Thomas. Spins right, turns left at the elbow, fires a jumper, back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound, tap left block, fell well for Morehead State with it.
Good team box out that time.
Minix left angle drive, and he's stripped of the basketball. Austin Peay with it. Morehead State with another turnover. Sharp at the free throw line, to the right of the lane. High right to Jones, got by Minix. He'll take it baseline left on the bounce feed. Witt puts up the wraparound shot, missed everything, but knocked down and fouled. He'll get 2 free throws. Witt at the line this year, 75%. His team up 11-10. Morehead State, again, having issues with the turnover.
Yeah, issues with the turnover in a big way. They've got 8 now, and they've also got a little bit of foul issues. That's the second foul on Deontay Miles of this ball game. Got a ways to go here in the first half.
So Witt will be line left. He'll get 2. Austin Peay right now on an 8-0 run over the last 4:56 of this game. 9:13 to go in the first half, 11-10. The Govs on top. First free throw on the way. Back of the rim. Uh-uh. Every little bit helps right now when you're not scoring points.
Yeah, boy.
This is an Austin Peay team that averages only 67 points a game, shooting 41% from the field. As a team, they shoot 68% from the line,
which is about average.
Witt will salvage the second one as he knocks it down, his first point. 12-10, Austin Peay, Morehead State against that pressure again. Lathan across to the left sideline. Fellwell back to the near side. Lathan, he'll come across the midcourt stripe, back to the logo, and Fellwell to his left. Far hash coming back for Thomas. 16 to shoot. Thomas skips it, left block extended. Minix. Minix on Witt. Riley still holding, 10 to shoot, took a bump, turns to his left, got to the hole, lays it up and in.
Ooh, that was a really strong move by Riley Minix. Could have easily been a foul on Witt, too. There was some contact there in the body.
Morehead ties the game at 12. Minix now with 7 points. Austin Peay and left plays offense.
That ends over a 7-minute drought for Morehead State.
Left of the lane with the basketball, Witt. Witt cross court, right side, over the head of Black and out of bounds at the Morehead State bench. The 5th Austin Peay turnover.
See if Morehead State can right the ship here a little bit.
Well, hopefully that Minix basket took the lid off.
A lot of times it's funny. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anything spectacular. Just seeing a little bit of success, and that really means something to a team and seem to make it a little easier.
Thomas backside, inbounds to Lathan, to Thelwell. Drew across the line, bounces it ahead to Lathan, back toward the line, and Thelwell. 19 on the shot clock. Drew high left, Minix. Riley being hand-checked and defended there by Black, far sideline to Lathan. He'll curl to his right and back to his left, left to the lane, Minix. 8 on the shot clock. Riley plays it down, takes it to the lane. Wide right, open, catch and shoot 3 for Thelwell. Off the iron a couple of times and a miss. And a foul on the rebound. I think that Iami knocked down loose, and that will be a Morehead State foul on Zach Iami, his first, the second on the Eagles, and that takes us to our next media timeout. 7:59 left to go in the first half in Clarksville. It's Morehead State 12, Austin Peay 12. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home, whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors. There's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless half pork loin is just $2.49 a pound. Dole salad blend packs are specially priced at two for only $5. And a large 48-ounce carton of Breyers ice cream is just $3.99. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Morehead State has turned it over 8 times in the last 7 minutes and 50 seconds of this contest, and with 7:59 to go in the first half in Clarksville, tied with Austin Peay at 12-12, things look good early for the Eagles, who were up 10-3 and playing very good basketball. But Dean, the turnover bug, which we hadn't seen Morehead State deal with for a while, has come back to haunt MSU and haunt them in a big way, and that's why they're in a dogfight right now with the Governors.
Yeah, in a big way. I mean, Morehead State, the last two ball games they played, I think, what, they had 8 turnovers at Bellarmine, or 9. I'd have to go back and look. But, yeah, like you said, they seemingly kind of gotten over a lot of that. And I'm going to give Austin Peay some credit. They do some things defensively that are tricky, and you have to recognize what they're doing. They do a lot of switching defenses. I'll be interested to see coming out of this media what they do when Morehead State gets possession on the other end. But, yeah, Morehead State's got to clean it up. They're shooting decently. They're shooting 42%, but just not getting enough shots.
Austin Peay with the basketball, working end left on offense. His Jones works out front, bounce toward the right elbow, sharp on Thomas. He'll play it down. Backs up, baseline fadeaway, 12-footer off the iron, a miss. Rebound tapped up, Morehead State with it in the person of Iami. Backs it up to Minix across to Thelwell. Thelwell to the timeline. They look to trap on Drew as he clears the line and heads toward the left hash. Starting forward to his right between the circles. Wide left, Minix out for it, up the sideline, far side. Thomas turns right, and he'll step into a three, bangs it off the rim, no. Rebound tap, volleyball around at the baseline. Emmanuel has it for Austin Peay. Gives it up to Jones. 12-12 the score.
Not a bad shot. Just wouldn't go down.
Sharp out front. Popping out right wing. Black. Out to Sharp again. Sharp standing dribble on Lathan up top. Works it off toward the left side. Coming around, Jones had a screen. Didn't use it. Takes it down the wing a ways. Looks for his three-point shot. Can't find it. Bounce left of the lane, loose. Loose on Iami. Takes it to the baseline into a double team. Clears it back out. Black, a long three, and drains it with the shot clock running out. And that thing was about 27 feet.
Yeah, every bit. I mean, he was way out there, and Jamonte Black made that look like money.
6 points for Black, 15-12, Austin Peay. Thomas across the line, right hash coming down the sideline, Latham out to the line, and Thelwell skips it up top to Minix, left hash, Thomas, and out to Thelwell. Thelwell plays it down high right, 11 to shoot, turns left, comes between the circles, down the wing, Thomas at the far side, not to Thelwell, to the right, and Latham, 5 to shoot. Jordan Open puts up a shot and knocks it down, but there was a whistle before the shot went in. And a foul, I do believe, on Austin Peay. Away from the ball?
It was on loose. He was battling down in there inside the restricted arc, as a matter of fact, with Ayemi.
Fifth foul on Austin Peay. Now, here's a three put up from the corner by Latham, and good.
Well, J2 said, okay, I didn't get the first one. I'll get this.
6 points now for Jordan. Morehead State's knotted this ball game up at 15 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Austin Peay on the attack. Sharp dribbles out top. Left elbow, back forward, loose, back behind him. Fort Sharp turns right, comes free throw line. On Thomas, fades and fires from there and gets it to go.
It's pretty good defense by Khalil Thomas, too. He just had a hand in the face, and sometimes you just got to tip your cap.
Sharp with six, 17-15, Austin Peay. Near the logo, Thelwell, left sideline for the basketball. Coming forward, Latham drives in, scoops, misses, whistle foul before the shot.
I believe they got Black. Yes.
And for Black, that'll be number two. So they've got Luce and Black with two, and they've got 16 fouls as a group. Morehead State with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Ricks comes in. He'll inbound baseline left. Morehead State down by a couple, 17-15, 5:34 to go in the half. Left corner, Thomas. Thomas, a couple of bounces up the sideline, skips it out to Thelwell. Far side, returns it to Khalil Thomas. Bounce left block extended, Minix. Minix on loose. Faces up, now fights his way inside the lane, turns, puts up the one-hander, got it. And we're tied again.
Whole lot of contact right there between Minix and Luce. And Ryan Riley got away, I think, with a little bit of a chicken wing. That gave him just enough space to get up and get that shot off.
9 points for Minix, 17 all the score. 5:03 to go in the half. Sharp up top, standing dribble with the left hand. Plays it down, turns right, comes free throw line. Dump inside, Emmanuel. He'll dribble down the near sideline, back toward the near wing. Out to the hash and Jones. Jones with four to shoot, three to shoot, turns left, fires over Thelwell along three. Ricks inside the lane, the rebound, Morehead State. Right sideline, Minix to the offensive end, back behind him to Latham. Latham straight away. Far side, Thomas toward the corner and Ricks. Ricks trapped there, and we've got a whistle. And did he step out of bounds with it, or
no,
was he fouled? He was fouled by Des White.
Yeah, White just bodied him up a little too much.
White's first is Austin Peay's seventh. Morehead State in the bonus with 4:33 left to go in the first half. Eddie Ricks will be line right for 1+1. As Witt comes in for Luce for Austin Peay.
I was noticing Luce in that last probably four offensive possessions. He's like the designated screener. He just runs somewhere and goes sets a screen. That's his job.
Played at Christian Brothers before he came to Austin Peay. Was third team All Gulf South Conference there. Ricks is trying to put Morehead State out in front and had some sort of a delay, and I'm not sure what's going on as Ricks stands at the free throw line awaiting the basketball for his one and bonus situation.
I think they were making sure that it was indeed a bonus.
Ricks the free throw up and through, and Morehead State up 18-17. Eddie's first point. Ricks leads the ball club with 12 blocks this year, averaging almost 9 points a game.
And he's played very, very well, I think, for a true freshman early on in his career. He's become quickly a fan favorite in Johnson Arena.
And he nails the second free throw, so two free throws for the native of Clarksville. And Morehead State up 19-17. Jones across the line, Latham backpedals between the circles as Jones comes across. Man-to-man Morehead State, ball skipped to the left wing, Sharp. Left block extended, Witt on Minix, who slaps at the ball. Witt turns to his right, tries to get to the paint, turns to his left, got Minix in the air and laid it home.
Yeah, Witt just has a huge size advantage, mostly bulk against Riley Minix, and he took a complete advantage of that.
Say Witt with three, we're tied at 19, 4 minutes to go until halftime. Latham through the logo. Left sideline coming back to the hash, Thomas and out to Ricks. Ricks up front, high left, Minix. 13 on the shot clock, back behind him, Latham turns right, top of the key, nothing there, Ricks far side, open for a three, high off the rim, no. Baseline right, the rebound, Sharp for Austin Peay. 3:38 to go in the half.
Not a bad shot again. It's a pretty good look. Just wouldn't go down.
MSU 3 of 10 outside the arc now. Sharp has it at the left wing on Thomas. Clears it to Witt. Off his hands. Picked off by Minix, but I think Riley may have shoved him a bit and committed a foul. And for Riley Minix, foul number one. Morehead State's third as a team. Takes us to a media timeout. 3:27 to go in the first half at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, Tennessee. Morehead State 19, Austin P 19. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State tied with Austin Peay at 19, all 3:28 to go in the first half in Clarksville. Morehead State shooting about 44%, Austin Peay 42%. The Eagles 3 of 10 outside the arc, Austin Peay 2 of 5. MSU 2 of 2 from the free throw line, Austin Peay 1 of 2. Rebounding 11-10, Morehead State. Turnovers, MSU with 8, Austin Peay with 5, and that's your number sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Baseline left, Austin Peay, 20 on the shot clock, Witt will inbound, offensive end. Left wing, he flips it outside the arc to Sharp. Sharp on Thomas, plays it down between the legs, dribble, backs out toward the corner, feeds up the 19-footer. Offensive rebound, Witt knocked away by Ricks. Did it go off of Witt?
It did.
It did. Good job by Eddie Ricks defensively, and Morehead State will get the basketball. George Marshall was in there momentarily, now comes out.
Drew Thelwell came back in.
So you got Lathan, Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, and Miles out there for Morehead. Minix with, or rather, Miles with two fouls, has to be careful.
Austin Peay now looking like they're trying
Miles
to set up.
Miles is not in there.
Well, they're looking like they're trying to set up a little run and jump, or maybe this is a match zone. I can't really tell. They do a lot of different things.
Ricks outside the left block, backs his man down, turns in the lane, 10-footer, in and out, and back in again, yes.
And Ricks recognized he had a much smaller player on him. I believe it was Black. Who was on him, and he was able to just take advantage of a superior size, took him right into the lane, one-on-one ISO.
21-19, Morehead State. High right, there's White for a triple, and he drains it.
Des White's a streaky three-point shooter, comes in averaging 32% from behind the arc, but he's streaky, and if he gets hot, watch out.
Well, he was wide open for that shot there. He had a really good look. 22-21, Morehead down by one. Plays offense with 2 minutes to go in the half. Ricks lost the ball, got it back, drives the lane, puts up a shot, blocked away, but there was a foul on Austin Peay. See if it was on the shot or it was before the shot. Either way, Ricks goes to the free throw line.
They get White with a foul.
And for White, his second, so they've got White, Black, and Luce all with two. And for Austin Peay, foul number 8. Looks like it's a two-shot foul.
Yeah.
So Ricks, first one up. Side of the rim, Eddie sitting on 4 points for the night. If he can nail the second free throw, he can tie the ball game back up. Daniel Luce checking in for Austin Peay. They're not very deep.
Well, they play a much shorter rotation than Morehead State does.
Second one, heel of the iron, another miss, and Morehead State will run down the floor to play defense. Still down by 1:22:21. Sharp between the circles. High left coming out, Jones. Jones on Lathan. Down the wing a ways and skips it out to the near hash, and Sharp turns right, comes up top to the far side. Catch and shoot three for Jones, nothing but net.
Dizzy Jones, good shooter. Comes in averaging 40% from behind the arc. That's excellent.
25-21, Austin Peay. Thelwell down central across the timeline left to right with 1:39 to go in the half. Thelwell gives it to Ricks coming out wide left. Down the far side and back out to Minix. High left to Thelwell. Drew plays it down one time and goes wide left to Thomas. Eight to shoot. Far side. Lathan turns right. Dancing. High right Thomas. Catch and shoot. Three. Got it.
Khalil Thomas, he's another shooter. He can be very, very streaky. Perhaps tonight's the night for him to get hot.
That's his first points of the evening. Moorhead draws within one. With 1:10 to go in the half, it's 25-24, Austin Peay. MSU still man-to-man, working the dribble up top Sharp, and...
it's an illegal screen.
Illegal screen, right?
I believe it was on White.
That's White. It's his third.
Yep.
And number nine on Austin Peay. It's an offensive foul, so no shooting at the line for Moorhead State. They'll inbound against pressure. Thomas breaks it across the timeline. He'll drive the lane. Here's the runner from five. Blocked by Luce. Out of bounds, far corner. Moorhead State keeps it. Well, Thomas thought he was by Luce, but credit Daniel Luce with a good play to come back and swap that ball away.
Yeah, he stayed with it. And, you know, he got it from the backside. And like you said, I think Khalil thought he was clear of it.
MSU will have 21 on the shot clock, 56 seconds to go in the first half, down by one. Lathan, baseline left, will inbound. Jordan looking, got it to Ricks, pounds his way in the lane, and
offensive foul.
They're going to call an offensive foul on Ricks. Ricks with his first, Moorhead State's fifth.
It's a ninth turnover now for Moorhead State.
Boy, that was, I'm not sure about that call, Dean, with all the contact we've seen that they've let go.
I think what happened was he extended with his off arm,
okay,
and put a forearm into the chest to get some room.
48 seconds to go in the half, down to 47, 23 to shoot for Austin Peay. Sharp has it, near side. Thomas defends. Sharp dancing in, crossover dribble, gets to the left block for the baseline, fades and fires over two defenders from 12 and cans it.
It's just classic. DeMarcus Sharp, step in, step back, fade. Hope for the best.
Eight,
a lot of times it works.
Eight for Sharp, 27-24, Moorhead down. They'll take a timeout with 24 seconds to go in the half. That's that use it or lose it timeout. First timeout taken by MSU in the ball game. And Preston Spradlin talking with one of the officials, asking for an explanation, that is, about something.
He was over there talking with Coy Gammon. I'm not sure. I think he was wanting a foul before the timeout was granted. As Austin Peay looked like they were headed toward a backside trap. They'll play a little run and jump, and when ball handler, if it's set up right, the ball handler turns his back to one of the helpers, and he can come around the backside and try to either kick it out or trap on the sideline. That's what they were setting up.
See what Moorhead does with its last possession. I assume they'll play for one shot here, down by three. Moorhead State has a lot of different options. If you're wondering about the three-point shot, Moorhead State's okay from that distance in this ball game thus far, 4 of 11, but feeling like that they could be a little bit better from that. They've had some good looks that just haven't gone down.
They have. They've had a couple, maybe three, that's really good looks that just wouldn't go, rattled out.
I think it's, Dean, I'm going to ask you this question. Sorry to interrupt, sure. But I was going to say, in this situation, do you just look for the best shot? It's still very early in the ball game.
Oh, I think so. If you get a three, a good look, and you knock it down, great. If it doesn't work out that way, fine. But you want the best look you can. You want to score here before you go into halftime.
Austin Peay, man-to-man, 16 to shoot. Left of the logo, Thelwell holding on Emmanuel. Got it to Thomas, to his right, to the emblem at the line. Ricks to the far corner, Thomas. Five to shoot, Thomas trap, out to Lathan. Lathan, two to shoot, coming to the lane, puts up the one-hander. It will go. Does it count?
Yes.
And I think he was fouled, so he'll also get the and one.
Wow.
He went down as he hit the runner, and Lathan, with 8 points, will get a free throw. And who was the foul on? It's on Luce, his third.
Luce came out. He was a helper, and he came out right in the middle of the lane, and it looked to me like he was outside the restricted area. I don't know what else he needed to do to establish position, and he's going to pick up the foul, and that's a big play here to end this half.
Well, Lathan, if he can finish off the old-fashioned three-point play, can put Moorhead State in a tie with Austin Peay going into the break. Here's the free throw up and in. And we're tied as we go to the halftime locker room. Or are they going to give Austin Peay one possession?
There's a second left.
Yeah, and they inbound, and that is the end of the first half. We're done with 20 minutes of basketball in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena. Your score, it's Austin Peay 27, Morehead State 27. We'll return with our halftime report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Morehead State tied with Austin Peay thanks to a last-second first-half three-point play by Jordan Lathan, MSU 27, Austin Peay 27. One thing that we failed to mention, we really should have mentioned this before the ball game. Morehead State will be without Trent Scott tonight and probably for a little bit. The 6'4 sophomore from Tampa, Florida, the other day in practice, fractured his jaw, and that's a tough break for the Eagles because Trent's such a very important part of what they do, Dean.
Yeah, he is. He's an important part of the rotation. Just have to go back two games down to Louisville, playing against Bellarmine. Had a big second half. Didn't pour in a bunch of points, but had a couple of really clutch buckets that meant a whole lot for Morehead State down the stretch of that one.
Let's go ahead and look at the statistics from the first half. 27-27 the score at Austin Peay. Morehead State knotted with the Governors. For Austin Peay in the first half, they were led, of course, by their star, DeMarcus Sharp. 8 points for Sharp. From there, you move to Jamonte Black with 6, 5 points for Desi Jones. 3 points apiece for White and Witt. Emmanuel with 2 points. Austin Peay from the field, 11 of 23, almost 48%, 4 of 7 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Out-rebounded by Morehead, 12 to 11. Austin Peay with 6 first-half turnovers. For Morehead State, the top scorer in the first half, Riley Minix, he led the way with 9. Also, Jordan Lathan with 9, thanks to that last-second three-point play that we talked about. So you have two players on the verge of double figures for MSU. From there, you drop down to Eddie Ricks with 4, 3 points for Khalil Thomas. Deontay Miles with 2, not scoring. Drew Thelwell, Jerome Morton, Zach Iemi, and George Marshall. Morehead 10 of 20 from the field, 50%, 4 of 11 outside the arc, 3 of 5 at the line again, winning the rebounding battle, 12 to 11, MSU with 9 first-half turnovers. And that's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Again, your score at halftime in Clarksville, Morehead State 27, Austin Peay 27. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden, coming back with more on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. This edition of Morehead State Today was recorded in the offices of our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So at the most recent Board of Regents meeting, of course, they covered lots of topics, mm-hmm. but the two that we're here to talk about today are some new facilities on campus, and one of those is a residence hall. I believe they heard the results of a feasibility study. Can you kind of summarize that for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. As you know, our campus is doing a lot of renovation, primarily a lot of painting and carpet replacement and broken windows and doors and all kinds of things. But we're also, as you know, building two new buildings, one of which our Board of Regents just approved at our homecoming meeting. And it's going to be a new residence hall. Right now, we're looking at a residence hall that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of holding about 300 to 320 students. So we're excited about it.
We're also looking at a science and engineering ability. Can you talk about the need for that and where we are at that process?
Yes. About a year to year and a half ago, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not Morehead State University, appropriated $98 million to build a new science and engineering building here on our campus. Lappin Hall, which we house most of our science in right now, was built in the 30s, I believe 1937, 36, 37, 38. Mm. So it's approaching 85 to 90 years old as well, and just not a good place to be teaching science. Mm. We're going to be building 120,000 square foot, four-story, pretty massive new science and engineering building, and that will actually be on the downhill slope, or actually in the parking lots below Hal McDowell Building. Right now, we're in the architectural planning process. It's coming along very good. I would think you would see some activity over there this coming summer of 2024, and a whole lot of noise probably in the fall of 24. And it's probably going to take about 2.5 years from that point to construct the building and get in it. And it will replace Lappin and Lloyd Cassidy.
Lots of updates on campus. Thank you so much for explaining them to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan. I'm Samantha Morrill. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times.
Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
27-27, Moorhead State tied with Austin Peay down in Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Chuck Mraz again with Dean Harden, 27-27 the score. Dean, the second half for Moorhead State, what do you think the keys might be?
You got to value the basketball. You got to cut the turnovers down. Austin Peay's a good defensive team. They're nationally ranked in steals per game, almost 10 a game. They got four right now, and the problem is not that Austin Peay has stolen the basketball a lot. Moorhead State's has been a little loose with it at times, and that's cost them. So, number one, got to take care of the basketball. I think that's first and foremost. I think number two, and I know you went through the numbers, a 12-11 edge in rebounding. I think Moorhead State's a little better rebounding team than Austin Peay. They got a little loose on the glass a couple of times by not using good team blockout concepts. Take care of those two things. Continue to shoot the basketball pretty well. Both teams got a lot better shooting as that first half went on. So take care of those two things, and I think Moorhead State takes their chances.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think an X factor in the second half could be Khalil Thomas with that three-point shooting of his. I know that Jordan Lathan is right now on a hot streak, and we haven't seen any points yet from Drew Thelwell. If those two guys pick up the offense to go along with what everyone else is doing, Moorhead State should be, in my opinion, in pretty good shape.
I think so, too. And Drew, like you said, no points from him yet. He's only had two attempts. So, and both of those were long threes. Both of them were good-looking shots, just rattled out. So, and of course, Drew has a lot more to do than just shoot the basketball. He runs the show on both ends of the floor. He's like another coach on the floor. So, take care of those kind of things. I think Moorhead State will take their chances.
27-27 the score. Moorhead State and Austin Peay down in Clarksville tonight. The Eagles coming back home on Sunday to face Chattanooga at 4 p.m. Be here at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden, coming back with your second half on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
And we're getting back to Clarksville on the second half of this ball game between Moorhead State and Austin Peay. Again, this game being played in the brand new F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, right downtown, not too far from the campus. A nice place, very nice place. I had a chance to check it out, and it's going to be a good home for the Governors for many years to come. They were very successful at the old Winfield Dunn Center, which they moved into before the 75-76 season. They won about 69% of their games there. Let's see if they can do it here at the new place.
That place is a huge, big old barn.
Yeah,
too.
It would seat up to 10,000 people. They blocked off the upper part of that arena and probably knocked it down by, I want to think maybe to about 5,000, 5,500.
Probably.
But at the same time, it wasn't laid out nearly as well. This is specifically an arena where you can play basketball. I know they have youth hockey that they're playing there as well. They use it for concerts. Multi-purpose place, but not like the Dunn Center was more of a true athletic multi-purpose place with the pull-out bleachers and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this place, and from what I understand, it's a partnership between the city, the county, and the college.
And also the entertainment company, I think, that has something to do with the Nashville Predators.
I think you're correct, yes. I knew there was another tie-in, so it wasn't just an Austin Peay thing or just a city thing. It was kind of a partnership, which is kind of a neat concept.
Austin Peay will open with the basketball in this 27-all game here in the second half. Sharp driving on Thomas, left of the lane, trying to get to the block. He'll jump, fade, shoot, 12-footer, in and out, no. Minix the rebound.
There's good team defensive and good team rebounding. Everybody boxed out.
Lathan controls, wide right. Minix sets a screen, so does Miles. Rolling left off of it, Lathan near side Thelwell in the corner, Thomas. He'll drive toward the block to the paint. Far side, Minix open. He'll fake, angle in. Come to the lane, the five-footer, swish.
Just a nice little hesitation by Riley Minix that time. He got down in the paint, just a little subtle head fake. Got everybody to freeze defensively, and then he was able to go up and pretty much shoot it unmolested.
First player in double figures tonight. Riley has 11 points. Moorhead leads by 29-27. Sharp jump feet up top, coming forward. Black moves in free throw line, nothing doing there. Skips it back out, wide left to Sharp. Sharp on Thomas. To the right wing, coming around White, catch and shoot three, bottom of the iron, no, floor rebound, Minix for MSU. Riley to the right sideline, cutting left, left to right behind him, Thomas with the basketball up top. Right hash to Lathan, Lathan trying to angle in, has it stripped away and it rolls out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on Austin Peay.
Believe they got Emmanuel.
And that would be his second first of the half on either team, so they've got White and Luce each with three, two for Black, and now two for Emmanuel. And they are going to call this a shooting foul. And so line left for Moorhead State for two will be Jordan Lathan. He'll be trying to get into double figures. He's got 8 points on two threes and a two-point field goal. First free throw up, in and out. Uh-uh.
Something with G2 at the free throw line. He came in 4 of 10. Nice. 4 of 11 on the season. He's a better shooter than that. So you got to kind of wonder if it's just now has gotten to be a mental thing.
Let's see if he can salvage this second one and give MSU the three-point advantage. Lathan, transfer from University of Milwaukee, launches with a right hand. This time it's perfect, and he's got nine, and Moorhead State does lead by three at 30-27, early second half. Jones down central through the logo, across the line, met by Thelwell between the circles. Moorhead man-to-man, left hash on the catch at Sharp, on Thomas, driving baseline, into Minix, rolling around to the near baseline, facing up on Thomas again, driving to the paint, right angle, puts up the fadeaway 10-footer, in and out, rebound Minix, flips it off to Lathan. Lathan dribbling through three Governors, has the ball batted out of his hands and out of bounds off of him, so it will be Austin Peay basketball to go left to right 94 feet. He got into trouble there, tried the jump feed with three defenders on top of him and paid for it.
Yeah, he got himself a little bit deep and in a whole heap of trouble, and nobody was around to help him out.
10th MSU turnover. Eagles up 30-27. Left block extended. Whip on Miles. High left. Jones. The long three. Heel of the iron. No. Baseline left. Rebound cleared away by Lathan. Down the floor. Right sideline. Offensive end. Thelwell dribbles into a defender. Comes to the lane. Miles puts it up with the left hand. Wow. Off the iron. It'll roll and go.
Miles took a pretty good shot in the body, too. That could have easily been a three-point play opportunity.
Four for Deontay in the ballgame. MSU 32, Austin Peay 27. 17 and a half to go in the ballgame. Sharp high left, picks up his dribble. Right to left out for Jones. Back behind him, coming for the basketball, Sharp. Sharp on Thomas. Down the right arc. Tries to get in on Minix. Comes to the baseline. Uses his forearm to push off. Now the ball stolen out of his hands by Thomas.
Good job by Thomas. Came over and dug on a double, on a quick double team.
Thelwell at the left arc. To the near corner. Open. Minix. The three off the rim. No. Offensive rebound. Lathan. High left. Minix. Another triple. That one skips out. No good. This time Austin Peay the rebound. Sharp. He'll wait for things to clear out. Morehead State retreats inside the half-court line to defend.
A couple good shots, just wouldn't go down, but good work.
Yeah, good looks both times, too. You want Riley taking those shots.
There's a pretty good timeout from Austin Peay.
And Austin Peay, as Dean mentioned, a timeout. We'll step aside. 16:57 to go in this ball game in Clarksville. Morehead State 32, Austin Peay 27. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Morehead State opens the second half on a 5-0 run. Leads Austin Peay 32-27. The Governor's taking a timeout, which Dean thought was a good one.
Yeah, I think it was, because I've noticed the last two trips down the floor, the time before was they just kind of dumped it off to DeMarcus Sharp, and they gave him it on the left hash, and they just kind of let him dribble around and drive around, and he finally throws up, you know, kind of one of those fade shots. Didn't get much out of it. The very next trip down, they take a very quick three. I think it was White that took it, or it might have been Black that took it. But very early in the shot clock, just not a whole lot going on. There's not a lot of method to the madness right now. It's just go down and jack it up, hope for the best.
Well, Austin Peay's offense almost reminds me of the old Philadelphia 76ers when they had Allen Iverson. It was, you know,
give it to Allen.
It's a 1-4 offense. Get out of his way. Let him do his thing. And then you might get the ball, you might not. But let Allen do what Allen does. And that's what they do with Sharp.
Yeah, I mean, they give Sharp a whole lot of latitude. And he's a fine player. He's a nice player. But they give him a whole lot of latitude, and it's the Sharp show for a big part of the ballgame.
Jones works up top on Thelwell and right. Austin Peay with the basketball. Far side, Sharp driving on Thomas. Got to the baseline, puts up a five-footer, partially blocked by Thomas. Fight for the rebound. Loose tied up by Lathan. They're going to whistle a foul on Jordan, his first. Morehead State's first of the second half.
Well, and Sharp broke down Khalil Thomas a little bit, not much, and I thought Khalil still had pretty good position, but that forced Deontay Miles to come across the lane for help, and then that left the backside rebound wide open.
In the corner, loose inbound, somehow got a pass away to Sharp, wraparound layup with the left hand, missed it, rebound Minix, Morehead State. Midcourt, left sideline, Thelwell, the Eagles on the move. Now Thelwell's pass knocked away, but somehow stolen back by Lathan to the near side to Thomas. Straight away, Thelwell for three, air ball. Barely, it didn't even draw net. I mean, that thing was about a foot and a half short.
Yeah.
And that's not Drew Thelwell.
No, that's not. And that kind of makes me think something just came, it came out of his hand, obviously, wrong to be that far off.
So Morehead State, again, back inside the half-court line to defend. Jones out front, works on Minix. Driving on Riley, got to the block, puts up the one-hander off the glass, off the rim, no rebound, tap toward the corner by Miles, picked off by Lathan. Jordan down the floor, right hash offensive end, Thelwell. Again, Austin Peay man-to-man. Thelwell dancing left to the emblem. Calling the play with 19 to shoot, left hash Thomas. Thomas on Black. Bounce out front for it, coming for it, Miles. Miles rolls it left to the lane, Minix, 10 to shoot, Riley on loose. He'll take it to his right to the lane. Kick it back out. Thelwell, 5 to shoot. 3 to shoot. Thelwell out to Minix, 1 to shoot, and they're not going to get this shot away from the far side. 3 was put up by Lathan, but it was a shot clock violation. Morehead State's 11th turnover.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. This is one of the positions where I think Morehead State misses Mark Freeman a whole lot. We'll talk about that on the backside of this break.
Yep, now we've got a media timeout. 15:42 left to go in the half and the ball game. Morehead State 32, Austin Peay 27. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Well, Morehead State has held Austin Peay in the second half. Over 4 minutes without scoring, 4:20 to be exact. 15:40 left to go in the ballgame. MSU up 32-25. The Eagles have only scored 5 points in the second half, but that's enough to give them the 5-point advantage.
Yeah, and it's... The problem is you've held them scoreless now for 4.5 minutes, but you only got 5 points out of them. If you play that good a defense and you expect it to be paying off, and you need to cash that in, and they haven't quite done it yet. It's been a slog tonight, offensively in a lot of ways. Austin Peay's a really good defensive playing team, and what they do, they cut off driving lanes very, very well. They play almost like an amoeba defense when they're in that man-to-man. They kind of sag off of it. They switch everything, so it's not easy to get driving lanes, and that's something Morehead State does pretty well.
Sharp between the circles and right for Austin Peay. Driving by Lathan. Split two defenders, comes to the lane. Blocked by Miles on the shot, but a foul on Morehead State. And there were two defenders there. Take your pick.
Lathan
with his second. That's good because Miles already has two. Second foul of the half for MSU, both belonging to Jordan. Line right for two shots will be DeMarcus Sharp, who's 81% at the line this season. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. He owns 8 points for the game.
And Sharp just beat Lathan on the drive, on the dribble. He just beat him just flat up, man-to-man, straight up. He just beat him.
First free throw was good. He'll line up the second. That was the first point of the second half by Austin Peay. Here's the next free throw. That'll rattle out, no good. Rebound tipped. Fought for. Morehead State with it. Miles took it off the hardwood, and the Eagles will head down the floor. Up 32-28. Outside the left hash, pounding it down. Thelwell, cross-court, right hash. Lathan, right corner, Thomas. Thomas dancing up the sideline. Turning it left out front. Coming out for it, Thelwell. 9 to shoot. Drew on the move. Takes it on loose. Inside, from the stuff, it's Miles. What a feed from Thelwell.
Really nice job by Thelwell. He got a little bit out of control, but he was able to gather it up, and then he gathered two helpers on the defensive side, and that left Miles wide open one-on-one.
Moorhead by six, open right for a three, though, is Black at the other end, and he cans it.
Black's quietly having a nice night. He's 3 of 3, all from behind the arc.
9 points. Can't leave him that wide open. 34-31, the MSU lead cut in half. Right hash working, Lathan. High left, Thelwell on Jones. Drew, double team. Kicks it back out, stolen by Jones. Here comes Thomas to defend. Jones down at the other end, fouled by Thomas as he goes up for the layup. Missed the shot, but he'll get two free throws after Khalil Thomas picks up his first personal. Morehead State's third foul in the second half.
And again, very active hands on the defensive end for Austin Peay. That's just what they do. They're really good at it. And so Morehead State's got to tighten up with the basketball.
Jones, 4 of 7 this season at the free throw line. Came in averaging almost 8 points a contest. Free throw on the way and in. Jones now with 6 points tonight. MSU sending in Eddie Ricks.
Ricks, of course, hometown boy there in Clarksville.
Jones with the next free throw. Takes his time. Right hand push. It's good. 7 points for him. 34-31, or rather 33. MSU's lead at 1.
Backcourt. 2-2-1, full court.
They break it. Across the line, Thomas. Wide left, Thelwell. Across to Lathan, driving the paint. Here he comes to the hole. Left-hand scoop and score.
There's what you get to be able to do. You move the basketball laterally with a pass. Do it quickly. Van Nagelen can open up some driving lanes for you.
11 points for Lathan. MSU up 36-33. Sharp off the screen. Moves inside the lane. Dump feed near side. Open white. He'll step into a three and knock it down.
First you had Black, now you have White knocking down consecutive threes.
And we're tied at 36, just like that. Thelwell gets across the timeline against some defensive pressure from Jones. Picks up the dribble, bounce up top. Minix back to the goal, faces up, right sideline Thomas. Catch and shoot, three, heel of the iron, no. Minix flies for the rebound, gets tied up, tries the shot, knockdown, whistle, foul. Riley going to the free throw line for two, I do believe.
They're going to get Black with the foul, and I believe that's his third.
And so now they've got White, Black, Loose, all with three fouls. And for Austin Peay in this half, two fouls. Line left, Riley Minix will shoot two. Riley, top free throw shooter in the OVC at 96%. First of two, up and a miss.
It's been that kind of night for Morehead State, especially on the offensive end. It's just been a struggle all night long.
MSU now 4 of 7 at the line. Minix for the lead. Second free throw up. That skips out. No. Offensive rebound. Ricks, but he's stripped of the basketball by White. Austin Peay with it. Sharp down central. Left to right across the timeline. Game tied at 36. Good rebound by Eddie, but he brought the ball down near his waist and was stripped of it. Sharp wants to go on Thelwell. Left to the lane. Backs up. Shoves off. Fades, fires, 10-footer is good.
Well, that's tough to defend. He just gives him, you said, a shove off. Yeah, just gave him a little bump with the shoulder to knock him off and give himself a little bit of room. He doesn't need much.
Austin Peay by two. 12:56 to play, though. High left, Lathan, angle left drive. Takes it to the hole, puts it off the glass. No, tipped in, yes, though, by Minix. Riley with 13.
Jordan Lathan able to beat his man up top. That drew some help, and nobody was around to block Minix off, and he does a good job following the board.
Minix with 13. Sharp, wide left, working on Ricks. Takes it right, left, back behind him, throws it to Black, to the left hash, and Jones. He'll curl back out top, work high left. Now the long line drive three off the back of the rim, no.
Not sure about that shot. Still had plenty of time on the shot clock. You could have gotten that at any time.
Ricks got the rebound and threw it to Thelwell, who pitches it up top between the circles. Minix with it now. Here comes Thomas with a drive to layup. It's in. Khalil Thomas now with 5. Morehead State regains the lead by 2 at 40-38 with 12 minutes showing on the game clock. Sharp the other way. Standing just inside the line, working on Thomas, who gives him about 7-8 feet defensively as Morehead's in a man-to-man. Sharp on the drive by Lathan. Got it. Takes it to the hole. Puts it up. One-hander. No. Rebound batted. Taken down by Lathan for Morehead State. Flies down the floor. Midcourt, right sideline, Minix. He'll go to the hole. Wrap around. Left hand layup. Got it.
That's a nice little dipsy do. Went all the way from the right side to the left side. Up with the left hand. Off-handed. And a pretty good play by Morehead State.
And it looks like Corey Gibson, the Austin Peay coach, wants yet another timeout. Riley Minix with 15 points. MSU leads by 4. Will they stretch this into a full? Yes, they do. So we'll step aside. Media timeout. 11:29 to go in Clarksville. Morehead State up 42-38 on Austin Peay. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA pork baby back ribs are specially priced for just $2.99 a pound. Two large bottles of fresh-squeezed Our Family orange juice, only $7. That's right, two large jugs of fresh orange juice, just $7. And the large 48-ounce carton of Ben & Jerry's ice cream is only $3.99. Warm up your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Morehead State leads Austin Peay with 11:35 to go in the game in Clarksville. Numbers, Austin Peay at 40% from the field. Morehead State now 53%. Morehead 4 of 15 outside the arc, 4 of 9 at the line. Austin Peay 6 of 12 from long distance. As for free throws, 4 of 6. Morehead State out rebounding Govs 25-14. Turnovers, though, 13-7 MSU. And that's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Top scorers in this game. Morehead State getting 15 from Riley Minix, 12 from Jordan Lathan. DeMarcus Sharp leads Austin Peay with 11. This is a ball game that promises the way it's shaping up. Drew, or rather Dean.
I've been called worse.
Well, yeah. but I may have stepped about as low as I could go right there.
Yeah, easy, man.
But either way, Dean, this is a game that almost shapes up like it could go down to the wire.
Yeah, it does. And like I said, offensively for Morehead State, everything's been kind of a slog tonight. And again, I'm going to give Austin
turnovers.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give Austin Peay a lot of credit. They play defense very, very well. They're really good on that end of the floor. And like you said, the turnovers, some of them have been a little sloppy, a little loose for Morehead State. And next thing you know, you're keeping a team in the ball game.
Austin Peay on offense, end right, Sharp between the circles on Thomas, who's done a pretty good job on him tonight. Down the left arc, cuts in to the elbow, to the right of the lane. The runner from 7 with one hand, it's in.
Again, Austin Peay is showing that full court zone defense. They'll trap by it when they can.
Lathan across the line to the right of the emblem. Wants Minix. Riley up at top, takes the bounce feed. Comes in free throw line, near corner Thomas. Catch and shoot, three swish!
There we go.
Khalil now with 8 points, his second triple of the ball game, 45-40, Morehead State.
That was a really good looking shot by Khalil. He had his feet organized, had his shoulders squared, and just drilled it.
Sharp just inside the line. Thomas guards him. Now they switch with Thelwell. Thelwell trying to take Sharp, who comes to the lane. Another runner left it short off the front of the rim, and they got Drew Thelwell for a reach-in foul. His first personal for Morehead State. Foul number 4.
And they ran DeMarcus Sharp through 3 picks. The first one that they did, they got switched off on Thelwell, which I think they like that matchup better than Khalil Thomas. And then they ran Thelwell through 2 picks, and the second one was just enough to get a little bit of room.
First free throw by Sharp of 2 misses. It kicked out. Sharp shakes his head, not happy with himself. He's 1 of 3 at the line. He does own, though, 13 points in this game. Sharp with the second one. This team down by five. 10:37 to go. Puts it up. Rims off. No. Rebound flying forward. Baseline right. Thomas for Morehead State.
You see, Austin Peay picks up full court, even on misses, especially on free throws. They will do that.
Thelwell leaves it for Minix between the circles. Riley, right sideline. Rick's coming back. Eddie driving in. Wide left. Lathan fakes, looks, comes right of the lane, to the left, to the paint, near corner. Rick's. Rick's on the angle drive. High left, catch and shoot three for Lathan, nothing but net.
Love it. Inside, outside action. Rick's drives to basically between the block and the elbow, just kicks it straight back out behind him as Jordan Lathan has spotted up.
14 for Jordan. Morehead by 8, 48-40. Left wing, Sharp. To Witt, driving baseline left, wants the wraparound layup, puts it up. It'll go down the drain. He was fouled. Will they count the hoop?
I think they have to, yep.
They do. So Witt, with his first field goal since early in the second, in the first half, now has 5 points and a free throw coming. And who did they whistle that foul on? There were a couple of defenders. Looks like they'll give it to Ricks, his second. Morehead State's fifth of the second half. Witt, 5 points. One of two at the line for this game, although he came in at 75% season. He'll try to complete the three-point play. Squats down, right-hand push, free throw right down the tube. Say Witt now with six. Morehead State's lead, 48-43. Austin Peay pressing again. Backcourt, Lathan picks up the dribble. Midcourt to Thomas, right at the logo, comes across the line. Backs it up to Lathan. Lathan runs left toward the near hash. Back to his right. 18 to shoot, high left, Minix. Near side, Thelwell. He'll curl out front, back to the near side, whips it off to Ricks. Ricks on the move. Took a lot of contact inside the lane on Sharp. He'll fade and fire from 13, missed the shot, but we had a shot clock. Oh, 3-second violation. I don't know if he realized that he had Sharp as his defender. Ricks is 6'7", Sharp 6'3". He could have taken that shot much earlier than he did.
He could have, and you know, Sharp's a good ball player, but he jumps pretty well. He's not going to jump up and block Eddie Ricks' shot.
Jones up top for Austin Peay, end right, works the dribble with the left hand. Ricks defending. Bounce left to the lane. Witt, double team, lost it, and a reach-in foul, Morehead State. And this one belongs to
Ricks.
Ricks, and for Ricks, number three.
Yeah, good job by Eddie. He came down and came down with a double. And did a good job of getting there, but then he couldn't keep his hands out of the cookie jar. He got whistled for the foul.
Shot clock rewound to 20. Baseline left. Austin Peay offensive and inbound. Ricks out. Deontay Miles, the 7-footer, returns for Morehead State. Toward the left corner, Witt. Witt on Miles. Coming for it. Was, I believe, Sharp, and he missed the short shot left angle. Morehead State the rebound. Minix has it. Left corner, Thomas. Back to the hash and Lathan. Lathan swings it back out front on the dribble. Near side, Thomas. Thomas bounced toward the baseline to the left to Minix and threw it away. Turnover for Morehead State, number 15.
It's a tough angle that time for that entry pass as Minix was coming down and it was a really flat angle and Thomas had to really look at his, fire it out to his left to make sure he got it completed. He just led him too far.
Sharp outside the left block. To Witt, wide left, Jones, the long three off the glass and nothing else. Ricochets away to Lathan for Morehead State.
It was a Florida State wide right.
I'll tell you what, they might have knocked the breath out of him. Back to the line and Thomas. Outside the right hash, Lathan. Lathan down the far sideline. Turns left, comes to the paint, left to the lane, fades and fires from 10, got it. Jordan Lathan, 16 markers for MSU. 50-43, Morehead State leads with just over 8 minutes to go. Sharp works it out front. Dancing left outside the arc toward the baseline, trying to get in on Minix. Now fade and fire from 16. Air ball. Witt had it, lost it. Taken away by Lathan for Morehead State. He'll speed it to the offensive end. High right to Thelwell. Backs it out to the line to Lathan to Thomas near sideline. Popping out for it, Miles. Miles holding, waiting for help. Right to left, coming forward, Thelwell. Drew sets his feet, shoots a three, but it won't count. We had a whistle before the shot, something away from the ball. I think we had Witt holding Miles.
I believe you're right. That's what they got.
First foul on Witt. And for Austin Peay, foul number 3.5 takes us to a media timeout. 7:42 left to go in Clarksville. It's Morehead State 50, Austin Peay 43. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Moorhead State leads Austin Peay 50-43. The Eagles' biggest lead in this ball game was 8 earlier in the half. Austin Peay's on a scoring drought of 2 minutes and 13 seconds. MSU has made 6 of its last 6 field goal tries, now shooting 56%. Baseline right, Minix with a new 20 on the shot clock, inbounding for Moorhead State. Riley looks down low, can't find Miles. Baseline right to Lathan, he'll dribble out of trouble. Back between the circles on the catch, it's Thelwell. Right hash, Lathan. Lathan looking, Minix near the right elbow. He'll turn face up, high left Thelwell. 7 to shoot, near side Minix. He'll shoot the 3, Minix back of the rim. He's really cold from 3-point land tonight. Austin Peay the rebound. I think it was Daniel Luce who grabbed that one, and Sharp the other way. Right to left, back behind him near the timeline. Jones for the handoff. Near wing Sharp on Thomas. He wants to go with it. Spin move, lost his balance. Now has to feed a pass back out toward the right hash to Black. Sharp back for the basketball. Feeds it to Black far side. Fakes. Now Thomas picks his pocket with a steal. Trying to beat Sharp to the goal. Comes all the way down with a scoop and a miss on the follow-up. Minix, yes, but I think they'll instead send Khalil Thomas to the free throw line for 2. The Minix basket will not count, but it will be 2 free throws for Khalil Thomas, who was fouled in the act.
Now, Khalil, really good job on defensive end. And like you described it, he just picked the pocket. And on the drive all the way down, Sharp met him at the bucket, basically, and just a little bit of contact, nothing dirty, but Khalil fell a little awkward. I was kind of concerned because he stayed down a minute, took a little inventory.
Knocks down his first free throw. Sharp with his second foul. Austin Peay now with 4 as a team. Khalil Thomas on the year hasn't been to the line much, 3 of 5 altogether if you include tonight. Next one up, in. Good night for Thomas, 10 points. 3 MSU players in double figures. Lathan with 17, Minix with 15, Thomas with 10. 52-43, Moorhead State with a 9-point lead. Biggest of the evening for the Eagles. Sharp, right wing, trying to get in on Thomas. Backing to the paint, toward the free throw line. Fades and fires from there. Wow. It'll roll and go. That's a tough shot over a good defender.
That sure was. That was a really, I mean, like you said, Thomas is a good defender, did everything right. Sharp just put it up over him.
15 now for Sharp. And we have another whistle and a stoppage down at the other end.
Kick.
So, it'll be Moorhead State basketball at the right hash. Offensive end, Jordan Lathan will put it in play with his team ahead by 7 and 6 minutes and 23 seconds left to play.
Now, Khalil Thomas is over here on the near side of the floor, and Kyle Bottoms is standing there talking to him like he's trying to gather himself a little bit. I don't know if he's still ailing from hitting the floor of the last trip or what, but
looks like he may come out.
Yeah, it looks like Jerome Morton's going to come in for him, I believe.
Well, nope. He was, and now he's not. 22 to shoot as Lathan inbounds outside the right hash Thelwell. He'll turn left, come between the circles. Left to right, Thomas Ward. Back behind him at the logo, Minix. Wide left, Miles. 14 to shoot. Again, coming behind, Lathan to the basketball. Right corner, Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Right on the money.
Well, good thing for Morehead State. Khalil Thomas stayed the ball game, huh?
First double-digit lead of the ball game for Morehead State. 10, a sharp driving baseline right into Lathan to the far corner to Jones, and it's tipped and out of bounds. I think it was possibly Lathan who got a piece of it.
Might have been Thelwell. I couldn't tell who was in that far corner, so there were some bodies between it.
Khalil Thomas, by the way, with 13 markers in the contest. 5:57 to go. So Emmanuel, I think, has checked in for Austin Peay. Toward the right corner, sideline, Jones inbounds. Loops it outside the far hash to Sharp. Turns around and comes forward on Thomas. Free throw line, right of the lane again. That fadeaway jumper from 14, and he's perfect.
You can see how Sharp averages 19 points a ball game, and he puts up a lot of shots. That was 22nd field goal attempt of the night, but he looked awfully good on the last several.
17 for him in the ball game, 55-47 MSU. Thelwell to Miles out front. One bounce, looking for help behind him. Minix comes up the sideline, far side takes it. He'll drive to the free throw line, cut out there by Luce, out to Lathan. Far side, Thelwell for three, back of the rim, no. Rebound free throw line. Jones had it knocked away, but got it back. Right sideline, offensive end, Sharp. Sharp fronted by Thelwell. Spins to his right, fades and fires from 16. He got it again. And it's good defense. It's just he's just scoring because he's a good shooter.
DeMarcus Sharp's a scorer, not just a shooter. He's a flat scorer, too. And he's just basically taking Austin Peay on his shoulders and saying, here we go, boys.
Thelwell turns it to the right hash to Lathan. Right corner, Thomas. Back to Lathan, wide right. Lathan holding, looking. He'll play it down, move off the screen by Miles. Comes in free throw line, dish it far sideline. Thomas, he'll step out for a three. Heel of the iron, no. Rebound slapped out. Miles, wide left, Thelwell. Straight away, Lathan. Morehead State resets with 4:35 to play in the ballgame. Baseline left, Minix. He'll fight to the hole. Fake, lay it up, miss it. Got his own rebound. Turn, one-hander, back of the rim, side of the rim, no. Rebound tapped away out of bounds, and they'll say it went off of Miles, so Austin Peay will get the basketball. Good fight inside by Miles. Just couldn't get the ball to go down the drain.
The last couple of trips I've noticed, because Austin Peay's got pretty small, and Deontay Miles is underneath, and he's being guarded by Daniel Luce, who's giving up about 6 inches in height. There's a huge mismatch there if Morehead State can take advantage of it.
Well, now Thomas fouls Sharp, who threw a pass out to the front. Nope, he traveled first, so
they called a walk.
No foul on Thomas. Good. So Morehead State forces the ninth Austin Peay turnover.
Austin Peay again in that full court press. Let's see if they start trapping a little more out of it. Time's getting of the essence now.
Come after Lathan. Now to Thelwell, left of the logo, comes across the timeline. Dancing down the near wing. Drew looking for the opening, skips it toward the left baseline and Minix. Minix backs to the block. Turns, fakes, puts it up, missed it, got it back. Missed that, but he was fouled before that. Second shot, and this one belongs on Emmanuel. That'll be his third foul. Austin Peay with its fifth, and Riley Minix will be at the free throw line when we return because we have a media timeout. 3:54 left to go in Clarksville. Morehead State on top of Austin Peay, 55-49. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Morehead State by 6 with 3:52 left to go as we hit the stretch drive of this ball game in Clarksville. Riley Minix will be at the line for two shots when we get back into play. Minix with 15 points. Morehead State led by Lathan, 17. Thomas with 13. Minix, as we mentioned, with 15. Top scorer for Austin Peay, DeMarcus Sharp, who's sort of taken over that Governor offense here in the last few minutes. And this team was down by 10, but he's hit a couple of buckets to bring him within 6. And Riley Minix with, I think, a couple of key free throws here.
Here's a couple of big free throws for Morehead State, trying to stem the tide. They haven't scored in, what was it, about a 2:17. They've been on a little bit of a scoring drought and let Austin Peay come back in. And they wasn't too long ago, they were up, Morehead State was up 10. So here's a couple. I think I'm in agreement with you. There's your couple of big free throws right here.
Minix stands line left, pounds it down with the right hand, looks up, squats, shoots, and hits. Minix tied with Lathan, or actually one away from Lathan. He's got 16, Lathan has 17.
Interesting, the last couple of trips, Minix has been matched up against Emmanuel, and they've pretty much isolated and let him run work the baseline against Emmanuel. And both times, he isn't being able to get the field goal, but there he gets a couple of free throws.
Right, so now he has 17. We talked about a couple of big free throws. Morehead up by 8 with 3:46 to go. Jones coming out for it. White, wide left to Jones. Left of the lane, Sharp, and a reach-in foul trying to steal was Thomas, and he picks up his second personal. And for Morehead State, that'll be number 7, so Austin Peay with 3:38 to go, or rather 3:41 left to go in the ballgame, in the bonus.
Kind of interesting that trip. Instead of giving it to Smart or to Sharp and just letting him work from the get-go, they posted him down on the block and let him kind of isolate it on a post and played a little two-man game. Kind of a different twist and kind of interesting.
Sharp, line right. Pushes with the right hand and off the iron and good.
Well, that's a home court roll, isn't it? That hit the front of the iron and just kind of rolled over.
His 20th point as Austin Peay within 7. Emmanuel back in for Austin Peay, going off briefly. Sharp with the next one. Left that one off the front of the rim and a miss and a rebound. Lathan, Morehead State.
And again, full court pressure off the miss even.
Ahead to Thelwell at midcourt. He'll come to the left hash dribble there. Bounce up top, Miles. Miles back behind him, right to left, Lathan for the basketball. Dumped down low to Miles, and he was being held by Luce, and a foul on Luce as the ball sailed out of bounds.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. Luce is 6'6", Deontay Miles is 7 foot, and every bit of it. And there's a huge size mismatch there, and that time you saw Morehead State try to take advantage of it.
Sixth foul on Austin Peay for Luce, number 4. Baseline right, new 20 on the shot clock with 3:24 to go. Minix inbounding for MSU. Right corner, Lathan on the catch on Sharp. Back wide right, Thelwell. He'll dance back to the logo, come to the near hash, keeps his dribble, pounding it down near wing. He'll leave it for Minix. 9 to shoot. Riley plays it down, backing Manuel down. Takes it to the lane, to the right corner, threw it away and stolen. Sharp with that steal. He was looking for Thomas. Sharp on Thomas, left of the lane. Kick out far side, Jones on Lathan. Bounce back, left of the lane, Sharp. Sharp trying to move in on Thomas. Fades from the elbow, shoots it, misses it. Rebound, right block, Minix, Morehead State. Feeds it up the left sideline on a looping pass over the head of Thelwell and out of bounds. A terrible turnover there.
Just a really tough turnover. And like I said, Austin Peay is picking up full court. They're setting up that full court zone, full court pressure, even on misses. So Morehead State's got to recognize that and be ready for it.
17 Morehead State turnovers now. Austin Peay works the offense. Jones up top with a left-hand dribble. Goes to the left hash. Feeds it to his right to White. Back to Jones. Bounce left of the lane. Sharp on Thomas. Comes baseline. Feeds it right corner. Open. Black off the screen for 3. Spins out. No. Rebound tracked down off the hardwood by Miles. Didn't seem like anyone wanted that one but Miles.
Well, Miles did a good job blocking his man off when the ball went to the other direction. Oh, my goodness.
Now they're going to call some contact and a foul.
No. Drew Thelwell was coming over to the corner trying to call a timeout, and Coy Gammon calls a travel before he gives him the timeout.
And so Moorhead will pick up its 18th turnover. Drew Thelwell can't believe it. Neither could Preston Spradlin. Moorhead by 7 with 2:20 left to go. Controlling out front, White. White bounced to Jones, wide left. Left of the lane, Sharp. Kick out, high left, White. White on Thelwell, back to Sharp. You know he wants to go on Thomas. Here he comes, left of the lane, high right to White. He'll jump into a three ball, rims off, no. Rebound fought for. Tapped right to Thomas of MSU inside the lane to Minix. To Thelwell. Thelwell across the line, now calls a timeout. And I thought the last travel violation against Drew Thelwell was not a good call by Coy Gammon.
I mean, you got to have a little bit of realistic officiating there. And Scott Combs is over talking to Coy, and I think he was getting involved so that Preston Spradlin wouldn't get too involved to pick up a technical.
Is this a 30 or a full?
It's a full.
All right, we'll step aside. 1:56 to go in the ball game in Clarksville. Moorhead State leads Austin Peay 57-50 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
1:56 to go in Clarksville. Moorhead State hanging on to a 57-50 lead, has the ball outside the right hash in the offensive end on the inbound. MSU has hurt itself in this ball game with 18 turnovers, came in averaging about 15 a game.
Yeah, three of them in the last 2 minutes, so it's been tough.
Lathan will inbound. Thelwell drops outside the half-court line to take the pass. Trying to get across on Black, does so, left of the emblem. Standing dribble, bounce at the near hash to Thomas, but tipped away out of bounds by Jones. Moorhead State gets it with 16 on the shot clock. And now I think we've got a timeout called by Corey Gibson, the Austin Peay coach. And that will leave the Governors with one timeout. Moorhead State has two. By the way, this is the first time Moorhead State has shot 50% or better in four of its first eight games in a season since 2018-19. That's if the field goal percentage holds up above 500, or 50% rather. It's now at 51.2%. And that's by the numbers, sponsored by who, Dean?
The Whitaker Bank.
Yes, sir. From here, of course, Moorhead State back at home on Sunday. That will be a women's men's doubleheader. The women will be playing ETSU, East Tennessee State, at 2 p.m. The men playing at 4 against Chattanooga. And the women playing at home tomorrow night, Dean, you've got that ball game.
I do. They're playing the Thundering Herd as a brand-new head coach. And if you want to come out and watch that game, they're going to run up and down the floor. They are going to be the Thundering Herd.
7 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, early
yes.
Game. Of course, airtime along the ESN will be 5:45.
Tom Lewis and Wes Holland on the call. I'll be flipping over to the TV side for the ESPN Plus broadcast.
And on Sunday, Tom taking a day off, The return of one Jason Blanton to work with Drew Barnett on the ESN.
Watch out.
I just want him to
That's going
to
be epic.
I wanted to give fair warning to everyone out there. I didn't want to be held...
I'll bring headgear.
I did not want to be held liable...
Exactly.
...or anything that might come out of either one's mouth...
I'll bring headgear.
...on Sunday afternoon.
And a recording device. So they went to the monitor. I noticed two of the officials going to the monitor and looking. They've decided that ball went out of bounds, and no Austin Peay player touched it. So that's a big turnover for Morehead State.
19. Number 19, yeah. Austin Peay in the offensive end. Jones outside the left arc. To Sharp, tipped away, but right to Jones at the far hash. Jones coming in on Thelwell, backs up. Comes free throw line, driving into the paint. Spins to his left, to his right, back to his left. Skips it out to Sharp. And what do we have?
I believe they got a foul, an offensive foul on Jones, because he did a little bit of an arm bar against Drew Thelwell there.
First on Desi Jones. That's number 7 on Austin Peay, so Morehead State now into the bonus, of course, with the offensive foul. They won't shoot. 1:31 to go, MSU by 7. Inbounding, Thomas to Lathan. Bumped by Jones, who picks up his second personal foul, and we'll go to the other end with Jordan Lathan, 1+1.
Morehead State hadn't scored in about 2.5 minutes, so the hour is getting late, and the way this one's stretching out there with just a little less than 1.5 minutes to go and 7-point lead, Morehead State hits the free throws, they should come away with a win. If they don't, it's going to be a dogfight.
Lathan is lying left. All of his teammates are back near the timeline, so he's down there all by his lonesome. Free throw up, off the iron, Rebound loose for Austin Peay to Sharp. Sharp, near side Black coming baseline on Lathan, inside the lane to Luce. Hooks, misses, got his own rebound, but Lathan ties him up. Jump ball, possession light. Belongs to who?
Austin Peay.
Austin Peay with 1:17 to go.
Now check that. It goes to Morehead State.
All right.
I read it wrong. That could be big.
This has been a tough fight tonight in Clarksville.
Oh, boy.
Minix will inbound. Of course, Austin Peay, full court pressure. 1:17 to go. The Eagles on top by 7. Minix looking, finds Lathan, takes a bump from Jones, but no call. Jordan spins it off now to Minix. He's double-teamed and trapped. To Lathan across the line, Thelwell. Thelwell holding. 1:06 to go, 19 to shoot. Pass to the near side. Thomas open, but won't shoot. Back to the hash and Lathan. They just want to use clock right here. 1 minute to play, and now Lathan fouled out near the timeline. And again, it's Jones who picks up his third quick one.
Well, if you're Austin Peay, whenever Lathan gets to the free, gets the basketball, he's shooting, coming in, sub 50%. He's 2 for 4 tonight, and he just missed the front end of a bonus. So, why not foul J2?
18 fouls on Austin Peay. Morehead State owns 7.
Lathan is 6 of 15 now on the season. From the
well, let's see if he can bag a couple right here. 1+1, first one up. Nope, missed it. Rebound tap, taken away by Witt. Got it to Black to Sharp. Sharp across the line, high left. Driving on Thomas to the block. Gets underneath, goes near side. Catch and shoot 3 for White. That's off. Left block rebound, Morehead State, Lathan. Jordan Lathan fouled from behind by Jones again. So those two have met a few times here in the last several
they
seconds.
Sure have.
Fourth foul on Desi Jones. And Jordan Lathan back to the free throw line where he's 3 of 5, isn't it?
Yes.
With 41 seconds to go in Clarksville. Morehead State by 7. Lathan at the line, 1+1. First one up and got it. Yes, sir, Jordan Lathan. And let's see, that is foul number 10 on Austin Peay. So Lathan will be in the double bonus situation, so automatically getting 2 here, a little less pressure. Morehead by 8. Lathan with the second one, nothing but net there. Attaboy. 19 points for Jordan Lathan. He's played well tonight. Jones at the right wing, crossover dribble, gets by Thelwell in the hole. Reverse layup, missed it. Miles had the rebound, but out of his hands it goes to Lathan, who's fouled at the right sideline. And let's see if it's Jones again. Might be White this time.
I think it's White.
Yep, White with his 4.
And that was a really good job, and it's such a luxury to have a rim protector that Morehead State has in Deontay Miles, because on that drive, he went up and he was just basically playing goalie, and he just swatted that down before he even got above the bottom of the rim.
So Jordan Lathan, who should be very comfortable line left, he's been there a few times here in the last minute or so.
Yeah, there's been some familiar real estate for Jordan.
Again, in the double bonus, Morehead State. So Lathan shoots up the first free throw and knocks it down. 60-50, MSU by 10. With 31 seconds to play, Lathan with the next one, the right-hand push. That'll go. Lathan with 21. Jones straight away, jumping into a three-pointer, partially blocked by Thelwell, taken down by Lathan. 22 seconds to go, MSU by 11 across the line. Outside the left hash, Thomas. Austin Peay will wave the white flag of surrender, won't defend, and just let the clock run out. And Morehead State will come away with a road victory. As Thomas holds the ball on his right hip, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is a Morehead State victory. Your final score from Clarksville, Tennessee, from F&M Bank Arena, Morehead State 61, Austin Peay 50. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harton coming back to start our postgame report in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar.
All Dew. Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Well, Morehead State now with a three-game winning streak. The Eagles knocking off Austin Peay tonight down at Clarksville, 61-50. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Dean Harden. Morehead State ends up at over 51% from the field. So, indeed, for the first time, MSU has shot now 50% or better in four of its first eight games since the 2018-19 campaign. So, it was a slog a little bit, Dean. It was a tough defensive struggle. Give Austin Peay credit. They were a pretty good defensive team. Morehead State in the second half shut down the Governor's offense, holding them to only 23 points. Most of those points, 12 of those points, came from their top player, DeMarcus Sharp, but no one else was able to contribute.
No, and it became there for long stretches of time, the DeMarcus Sharp show on the offensive end for Austin Peay. And I think sometimes that's, I don't see their club enough. I've seen now 2.5-3 games that they've played this year, and he's a fine player. I'm not taking a thing away from him, but they seem to be they got a little one-dimensional there for a while, and Sharp was trying to carry him, but that got to be a pretty big ask. Big stat I have for the second half: Morehead State out-rebounded Austin Peay in the second half, 27-8, and that was one of the things we talked about when we were talking setting up in halftime, setting up the second half. One of the things we talked about was cleaning up the turnovers. Well, sort of they did, but they really hit the glass in the second half, out rebounding the Govs 27-8. And I was just trying to look
On the offensive glass, 9 offensive rebounds to 4 for Austin Peay for the ball game. So, mission accomplished. Morehead State's a good rebounding team. Of course, you and I have both talked. They hang their hats, Morehead State does, on defense and rebounding. Those are effort and attitude things. And that'll win you some ball games even when you're not shooting the ball very well. Morehead State shot it decently tonight. Got to clean up the turnovers, but again, you mentioned it. We mentioned it during the broadcast. Austin Peay is a good defensive team. They do some things a little weird, a little different that you don't see a lot, kind of like what Bellarmine does, too. And Morehead State handled Bellarmine. Austin Peay, a little more athletic. They made Morehead pay for it a little bit.
Again, Morehead State wins at 61-50, a point to be made. Morehead State holding Austin Peay without a single point for the last 3:38 of the ball game. But Morehead State had no field goals in the last 6 minutes and 7 seconds of the game. So big free throws down the stretch. Morehead State holds on to win by 11. The Eagles are now 5-3 with that 3-game winning streak for Austin Peay. They slipped to 3-5. Coming back to take a look at the numbers from this ball game here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State wins it 61-50. And Austin Peay tonight, the Eagles now 5-3, Austin Peay 3-5. Time now to present by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Austin Peay, one player in double figures. That was their star, DeMarcus Sharp. We expected him to be around 20 points, and that's what he ended up with. 20 markers tonight, 9 of 24 from the field, 2 of 6 from the line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for the Governor's star. After that, all single digits down the scoring line for the Govs. Jamonte Black with 9 points. 7 points coming from Desi Jones, 6 points each for Witt. And also for White, 2 points for Emmanuel. Not scoring, but playing loose and done. Austin Peay, 19 of 50 from the field, 38%. 6 of 17 from outside the arc. 6 of 11 from the free throw line, out-rebounded by MSU. Handily, get this total, 39-19. Austin Peay in this ball game with only 4 offensive rebounds. Governors also had 10 turnovers at the contest. For Morehead State, 3 players in double figures. Again, it was Jordan Lathan coming off that 27-point performance against Midway. He comes out with 21 tonight. He also had a double-double because he had 12 rebounds in this game to lead MSU. Jordan, 6 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 outside the arc, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. He also had 3 assists. Next up, Riley Minnick, 17 points, 13 points for Khalil Thomas. 6 points coming from Deontay Miles, 4 points. Eddie Ricks, not scoring but playing. Drew Thelwell, Jerome Morton, Zach Iemi, and George Marshall. Morehead State, 21 of 41 from the field, 51.2%. From three-point land, 7 of 21, 33%. From the free throw line, 12 of 19, just above 63%. Again, that rebounding total, Morehead State outboarding the Governors 39 to 19. Lathan led the way with 12 rebounds. Morehead State in this contest coming up with 9 offensive boards. But the bad total for Morehead State tonight, 19 turnovers, something that will have to be cleaned up moving forward. Morehead State wins it 61 to 50. That's by the number, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Back with more on our postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
61-50, Morehead State wins tonight at Austin Peay. Time to name our MSU star of the game. And for the second straight contest, we'll go with Jordan Lathan, the 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri tonight. An excellent ball game, 21 points, 6 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point land, 6 of 9 at the line, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and Jordan Lathan is our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball tomorrow night from Johnson Arena as the MSU women take on Marshall at 6 p.m. Pre-game show with Tom Lewis to start at 5:45, and then the men back in action on Sunday. That will be a women's men's doubleheader. The women taking on East Tennessee State at 2 o'clock, airtime 1:45. I'll be along with the Morehead State men's game to follow against Chattanooga. They estimate it should start around 4 p.m. or a little bit after. We'll have 15 minutes for that pregame show as well. Special thanks to my partner on the broadcast, Dean Harden, and our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, for his work tonight. I'm Chuck Mraz. Once again, reminding you, final score from Clarksville, Morehead State 61, Austin Peay 50. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.